the stones of the earth, the heat of the fire, and the water of the river, and the hot, steamy air. The four elements meet in the sauna, pure and simple. At the beginning of time, people learn this, learn how to embrace the humid warm. The spirit of the sauna is built on the four elements. By the earth, by the water, by the wind, and by the fire. The sauna is the only place where you can explore the four elements at the same time. And that's a little bit of the mystical and the mythic of sauna. Today, we don't use sauna for cleaning. Everybody has showers and bathing tub, so you don't need sauna for the cleaning process. You need sauna for a more mindfulness set. Sauna has been used for many hundreds of years. All the native people have used sauna in their daily life. The Indians, the Inuit, the Sapmi people, they have using the fire that they use for cooking. So after the cooking is over, you clean out the fire and then you use the hot stones. And the stones is hot for a long time. And they put a tent by animal skin. And in this tent, they pour water on the hot stone so they get this steam. And also in many of this culture, they have used special herbs depending on what you want to achieve. For example, if you're feeling cold and getting sick, you can use eucalyptus or peppermint. For the cleaning process, you can use the birch tree. The sauna is the pharmacy of the poor. That was how I was brought up. Every time when I was complaining to my parents, they say, go to sauna. Every time I had a pain in my stomach, go to sauna and heat up. If it's not helping in the sauna, then you could have actually a medicine. But sauna was the absolute first thing you try. The health benefits of sauna is very high. The only time you should not go into the sauna is when you're having a very high fever or very high blood pressure. Then you should avoid the sauna. But if you're just feeling a little bit cold, the sauna might actually help you. Do not do things in the sauna that you can do elsewhere. In Sweden, many people use the sauna for storage or drying laundry. For us, it feels terribly wrong because the sauna should be a room where you can enter and feel relieved and not being very affected about your daily life. So don't do things in the sauna that you can do elsewhere. Let the sauna be a place for your mindfulness. In the sauna, true abides. In the sauna, we are all like we are born. Nobody can hide themselves. In the sauna, we are all true. The status is equal. We have a famous president in Finland, Urho Kekkonen. He was famous for his sauna diplomatia. He was gathering prime minister, presidents, and took them to Helsinki, to his sauna place. There he started stripping off the medals, the rewards, the crowns and stripes. When everybody coming out from the sauna, he said, let's start to talk. Life in this part of Sweden has always revolved around the sauna. People got clean in the sauna. Women gave birth to the children there. And it was also there the dead were washed and kept until the last trip to the church. The sauna was an important meeting place. Decisions were made and agreed upon there. In the naked warm, somehow all were equal, rich and poor. The sauna was the cleanest room of the farmyard, so it was a good place for women to give birth. Many children in Tornedalen were born in the sauna. The sauna was private and warm. There was water to wash both the woman and the newborn child. Some village woman helped to give birth to the little one. Death in the sauna. Maybe he was born in the same sauna. The woman washed and wrapped the old man before his body was to be put in the coffin. The sauna was the beginning of life and also its end. Was it perchance the sauna that was really life?